I am so honored to have Marcus Gottschalk, pianist, composer, and Steinway artist, here in studio today, also executive director of the Warehouse Arts District. Marcus, welcome back to studio.
Well, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
You are known for fusing jazz, classical, and world music into a voice that's distinctive and emotionally resonant. You were born in Vienna, arrived in Florida. Tell us a little bit about your journey as a musician, your training, and what you're doing now.
Well, it's certainly an interesting story, and I'm not sure we have all that time to get into all of these details. But yes, I grew up in Vienna, Austria, and then at age 17, I felt like it was time to spread my wings and come to the United States. And since then, I've been on tour, basically. I've lived in a lot of different places, in New York, in Connecticut, in different parts of South Florida, in New Mexico, in China, in Spain, so on and so forth. And it's all really been an influence on me musically. If you want it or not, but that's just, if you keep your ears open to what's around you, that, everything becomes an influence. And so that has kind of shaped my voice, I guess. At this point, it's, I think I can call it my voice. It has shaped certainly my worldview. And I'm very grateful for having had so many different opportunities to perform and to record and to get to know musicians from different parts of the world.
You won a 2025 Creative Pinellas Artist Grant.
Yeah.
And does that mean that you'll be doing a performance at the Palladium?
It means that a performance already happened at the Arts Exchange Outdoor Theater. And it was a very good one. We combined it with a workshop. And it was great to be outdoors in the spring.
Tell us a little bit about the music that you performed at that show.
It's new music. It's brand new music, and I'm working on two albums. I'm working on a new solo album. It's been, I realized on the way here, it's been 17 years since I recorded my solo album. And then I'm working also on a new trio album, and that's been 5 years now. So I have a lot of ideas in my head that I just need to get out of me. And so I'm working on a bunch of new songs.
Well, I love Found Sounds, which was your 2020 album. Tell the audience a little bit about that and where you have come from that to where you are now.
Found Sounds was really my attempt to try to make jazz, or what we call jazz, to make it as accessible as possible. Because I think a lot of folks today, new listeners, they don't have necessarily a reference to the Great American Songbook. They don't have necessarily a reference to the musical tradition of the United States. And so I thought, let's use themes and sounds and stuff that everybody has heard at some point in their life, maybe, an incoming train, or maybe the sound of a wind, or the sound of church bells. And so then if that becomes our vantage point and I write a song around that, then maybe the improvisation also, becomes a lot more palatable. So that was an attempt to get this art form up to date and to just not continue to improvise on tunes that were written in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, not that there's anything wrong with it, but to just really bring it up to speed and hopefully introduce new audiences to this genre.
Last year at the St. Pete Jazz Festival, you had a trio, and it was a world music celebration. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I was very fortunate to be invited by Mr. David Manson and to be part of that festival. Had some great artists with me and, a lot of original music. And to me, I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I've always felt that its success as a musician to me was being able to play your own music and actually have people come out for that.
Well, listen, you could hear a pin drop at that concert. People were so mesmerized by it. At this recent April 25th concert, we're going to talk about the Arts Exchange and that wonderful performing arts space you have. Tell us a little bit about Michael Washington on drums and also Mauricio Rodriguez, who has joined you at WADA.
That's correct.
Bass. Tell us a little bit about the band that was with you.
Well, wonderful musicians, both of them. Mauricio Rodriguez has been around for many, many years. Well-known, well-respected musician. Same thing about Mr. Washington. And both of them, what I like about both of them is that they have very big ears, not in a literal physical sense, but they have played music from different parts of the world and different cultures. Michael Washington has lived in Japan for a number of years. And then, of course, Mauricio Rodriguez is from Cuba. So that also influences their styles, and that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in having these multicultural kind of conversations that I can have with musicians of that caliber.
I don't think people realize, but we do here at Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, what you are doing and how you've expanded the role of the Warehouse Arts District and the music program into the community. Will you share that wonderful programs that you've been doing?
There's a lot going on at the Warehouse Arts District Association, and I think when it comes to music, we are involving the performing arts more and more. And I think in previous times and previous years, there was sort of a two-camp mentality, visual arts and performing arts, and we said, you know what, on our campus, it should be one spot for everything. So we have the Academy of Ballet Arts there. We have 7C Coffee and Music. It's a wonderful venue, and we have an outdoor stage, and we said, you know what, all of it can be here, and we can all coexist together nicely. And so music has become a little bit more of a focus, and we're getting ready to launch a very attractive, I believe, fall Latin music series, concert series. So there's going to be bossa nova, rumba, flamenco, tango. There's going to be a lot of great stuff with an outdoor dance floor that we're putting out specifically for it. So,
Linda Hurtado, Jorge Figueroa, I call to action. You did Salsa in the District. We are going to the Warehouse Arts District. Marcus, we hope again that we can be part of that and bring that to the audience. I want to explain to you that it is an amazing thing to see that you were number three ranked among U.S. arts districts by USA Today in 2025. An incredible honor.
It's a very big honor, and it's a big shoes to fill. You know, to go from zero to three is a pretty big deal, to be ranked behind places like Chicago or Dallas. But it really is a testament to the creative powers that are in the district and the spirit. And I think we have done a good job of highlighting that and amplifying their voices.
Folks, if you have time this weekend, great. And if you don't, you're going to make time. You are going to go to the Second Saturday Art Walk. Talk to us a little bit about what happens at the Warehouse Arts District. And you also have a partnership with Star Trolley. Is that right?
That's correct. Star Trolley is a tenant of the Arts Exchange. They have their fleet there. They have their offices there. And we felt it was important to bring the trolley back, not just to bring it back, but to highlight the venues that are in the Warehouse Arts District. So we have created a route. We changed to summer hours because it used to be 5 to 9. We're doing it 6 to 10. It's too hot. Nobody wants to be out at 5 p.m. So 6 to 10, and all the artists are there. We have some nice food opportunities, food truck. 7C has a nice band booked. And again, the highlight to me is really the work of the different artists in their studios. So they're different worlds. You go into a studio, it's a different, completely different world you get going into. So that's hopefully a lot of people will come out to see what's happening.
I know I'll be there. So before we talk about your songs, I want to ask you, what does it mean to be a Steinway artist, which personally is an honor, but it's also an honor to the city to have a Steinway artist among us?
Well, thank you for seeing it that way. I think you're the first person to say that and see it that way. I appreciate it. interestingly enough, I am booked as part of the Steinway Piano Series at the New Tampa Performing Arts Center coming up in February. So there's still, you know, some time to go until then. But Steinway of Tampa Bay has a concert series, and I think they present three acts every season, and I'm one of them. Very excited about that. Well, it's a great tradition to be part of. And I think with that, just reminding myself that that's the association affiliation. It certainly makes me want to practice harder and longer. And I wish that they had more hours. But
are you on tour this summer?
I was supposed to be on tour this summer. I had some dates in Northern Europe and Central Europe, but that fell through for personal reasons. But I'm looking to pick it up after the recording of the new albums.
And will you please share with us, I know you have a fabulous Israeli musician coming. Please tell us about that.
Yes, we are excited to welcome Yogav Shitrit on June 24th to do a workshop on Middle Eastern rhythms. This is a musician that has never been in Tampa Bay before. And a musician, composer, and a great educator. I've had the good fortune to work with him for many years. We've toured together. And what he brings to the drum set and his rhythmic feel and his musical palette and the colors that he plays with are very different than what you're used to hearing around here.
So before we go to song, will you tell us about the songs we're going to be playing today? Let's start with Irmageddon.
I think all of the three songs that I submitted to you are from the Found Sounds album. So Armageddon is a play on the word Armageddon, but just living through the Hurricane Irma in Miami. And you will hear in the beginning of the song that was me recording it from Collins Avenue on Maya Lansky's old building on the top floor. The Hurricane Irma coming into town, into Miami, and trying to find a way to deal with it musically. So that was one of the songs.
And A Last Dance?
A Last Dance was written at the end of my stay in Miami, and I've spent 14 years in Miami, and I felt like it's time for a last dance and then to get out. And one of the cool things about that song is that it features the incredible, legendary trumpet player Bobby Shue.
Wonderful. And finally, Shofar.
Shofar is a very, I believe, very heartfelt ballad, very intimate tune. It doesn't get played a lot because radio is very fast, and this song takes really time to develop. And it features in the middle of it, from Yom Kippur, it features the sound of the shofar horn and the congregation rejoicing after hearing that sound.
Folks, before I sign off with Marcus, he's going to share with us both his website and how to be in touch with the Warehouse Arts District.
Yes. Best way to get in touch with the Warehouse Arts District is to go to our social media, at Wada St. Pete, or to go to our website, www.wadastpete.org. And my personal website is marcusgottschlich.com.
Can you do a shout-out for Radio St. Pete before you leave us today?
Absolutely. Radio St. Pete, doing a wonderful job. I'm so happy to be featured here, to be a guest, and hopefully many more times. And hopefully your fundraiser yields what you're looking for.
We can't wait to hear Marcus tickle the keys for us again. And we will have everything up in our online article that goes with all of our audio about the upcoming concert. Thank you, Marcus, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.